Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Crucial summer ahead for Shea Ojo by Leanne Prescott. Liverpool youngster Shea Ojo is set for a defining summer after undergoing a disappointing 2016-17 campaign that saw him fail to establish himself under Jurgen Klopp. Breaking through the ranks in 2015-16, Ojo has since drifted between Liverpool's under-23s and the first team setup, though predominantly in terms of training rather than appearances. Despite lots of hype about what he could offer the side, the 19-year-old has struggled to establish a role for himself during Klopp's first season at the helm, making just one appearance in the FA Cup. That game marked his senior debut for Liverpool in their 2-2 draw with Exeter City in the third round of the competition. Replacing fellow youngster Jerome Sinclair with 70 minutes on the clock, Ojo produced a bright cameo performance. Adding 4 assists for the first team from then until the end of the 2015-16 season saw the 19-year-old make a goal contribution every 90 minutes on average. However, after sustaining a back injury in a pre-season friendly against AS Roma, Ojo was sidelined until November. What followed was a turbulent spell for the player in which he dropped back down to the under-23s in order to regain his fitness. Despite appearances against Plymouth in both the home and away fixtures during the first half of the 2016-17 season, he couldn't follow it up in the long run. Consequently, he now faces a crucial summer over whether his future remains on Merseyside. Next season, a turning point? Well, permitting they get past their qualifier, Liverpool will be in the Champions League next season. That will bring a much busier schedule for Jurgen Klopp's side, with the domestic challenge widely sought after too. Klopp will undoubtedly be strengthening his squad this summer, with several players already strongly linked with a switch to Anfield. Mohamed Salah is one of the club's top priorities, with the German keen to ensure Liverpool don't suffer the same fate as they did when Sadio Mane's season was prematurely ended. Nevertheless, there could still be chances aplenty for Ojo. Fighting in 4 competitions next season, Ojo will be among several youngsters looking to force their way into the first team picture. One of the main reasons for Ojo's limited opportunities this season was the club's disappointing performances in domestic competitions. Liverpool's failure in both the FA Cup and EFL Cup left much to be desired, putting increased pressure on the Premier League campaign and thus stifling the 19-year-old's chances. Next season could therefore provide somewhat of a turning point for Ojo. Looking to take the step up and carve out a future in the first team for himself, the 19-year-old has shown glimpses of the talent at his disposal. Now it's just a matter of harnessing that on a more consistent basis. Next season, a move to pastures new. Having played 8 times in the 2015-16 Premier League campaign after returning from loan, and only playing 104 minutes of first team football this season, all of which came against Plymouth, there are clear signs Ojo's career has regressed. Said regression may only continue should Liverpool sign a wide player this summer, a move that is looking all the more likely. That would only see the 19-year-old slip further down the pecking order. Having showcased his talents in England's under-20 World Cup final triumph, now is the time Ojo needs to be playing football on a regular basis. Thus, it may be beneficial for him to move to pastures new next season on a loan move. This would allow him to unleash his potential and get some valuable first-team experience under his belt. A spell at a different club would allow the 19-year-old Englishman to show Klopp exactly what he can offer for the future. Moving somewhere like Brighton or linking up with Rafael Benitez at Newcastle would do wonders for him. Gaining Premier League experience, Ojo would learn to deal with the rigour of the top flight, with Liverpool retaining possession of their talented youngster. This summer is defining for Shea Ojo and his future in Merseyside. Fighting for a first team spot next season seems unlikely, especially with Mohamed Salah set to join the ranks. Therefore, regular football on loan at a Premier League or Championship club would provide the best of both worlds. The 19-year-old could gain valuable experience and continue his development before returning to Melwood in an attempt to force his way into Klopp's future plans. Ojo clearly has talent, but until he improves his consistency, it'll be hard for him to make his mark at Anfield. Regular listeners will realise that I've sort of got some migraine issues that are leading to some very, very bad damage to the old noggin. As a result, I'm going to be away for a couple of days getting some foreign expertise to take a look at my poor battered head and see what they make of it. So there may be just a little bit of a fall off in terms of the output that has been quite consistent, 2-3 per day for the last several weeks. There might be a couple of days now where there will be few, if any, but it will be a maximum of a couple of days, and we hope to regain, and I'll be back in situ within that few days. So please do keep your eye on those articles coming out on AnfieldIndex.com, and whenever you see the little AI Audible link, you know you can click it and listen. And if there is a day or two where there's no listening opportunities, that's the most it will be. So keep an eye out and keep listening. Thanks very much. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.